By the 19th century, the festive season was getting much closer to our modern Christmas. Victorians had Christmas trees, Christmas cards, and panto.
Hiya, kids!
In fact, panto dates back at least 200 years. Most of the jokes are that old too. And it comes with its own very obvious worst job. A lot of performers love doing pantomime. To be frank, I can't stand it. 8, sometimes 12 shows a week, all that dreadful dialogue, lots of screaming kids. But if you are going to be in a pantomime, be Buttons, be the Dame, be Cinderella. Don't be the back end of a cow. The downside's obvious. It's hot, sticky, dark, silly, and anonymous. And for the back end, it means you spend your working life bent double with your nose pressed into a colleague's bottom. In the Victorian age, actors like Johnny Fuller specialised in playing animals. They transformed themselves into spookily man-shaped poodles, pussycats, even monkeys.
Come on, Anne, come, don't be shy. There's a good girl. Oh, I say it, she's not. Oh, isn't she beautiful?
But at least at the back end of a cow, there's no danger. Unlike the worst job backstage that gave us our modern panto experience. If you want to get all your laughs in a modern pantomime, your first priority is to be seen. The stage needs to be bright and attractive and well illuminated. And that hasn't always been the case. Up until the beginning of the 19th century, this is the kind of light that you'd have been lit by on a stage. It's dull, it's flat, it's gaslight. You can see my gut better than you can see my face here, can't you? If I wanted to be brightly lit, I needed to be in the limelight.